according to a new study by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, the nation's spiritual landscape may be becoming a little less religious.
What are the nuns? Have you heard of the nuns? Hey, welcome to Your Rancher Radio, the podcast. I'm Jim Watkins, and today it's about the politics of religion. Well, the news is that the Democrats are courting the nuns for their vote. Who are the nuns? It's those people who either do not identify with a religion or were once religious and they've left the church. I think it's sad that the Democrats would want to attract voters who have walked away from their faith. But the media loves this story. Any story they can get their hands on that shows religion is becoming less important, they love it. They love to tell that story. You know why? Well, because it means less people believe in God. And the atheists hate God. Why do they hate God? Because they hate the church. Well, there's some good reasons for hating the church. For 1,000 years, the church ruled with an iron fist. But those people who hate the church also hate that there's so much pain and suffering. They think that if there was a God, why would he let that happen? So their reasoning is God wouldn't, so therefore there's no God. Vote Democrat. Join us, and we can all hate religious people who cause all of our problems. That, I think, is the message. Yikes. But the truth is, many great churches exist where there is a wonderful fellowship and a real love for Christ and God. So many people who make up these churches are what I would call the salt of the earth people. They're spiritual, giving, honest, love life. They love America. They love freedom. These people, the faithful, desire a rich relationship with God and Jesus. But the secularists, they don't understand that relationship. They think religion is restrictive, judgmental, non-inclusive. They kind of miss the point. They think that people who are religious are ignorant. And to them I say, do you think Jesus was ignorant? People who become nuns become disenchanted for a number of reasons. I think I consider myself a nun, but I didn't leave the church. The church left me. But I'll save that for another day. But I don't think it's because God doesn't matter to these people, the nuns. I think that's wrong. I think the church, or at least the authority of the church, turns people away, as we've discussed before. But it's better stated in this from paper 195 of the Urantia book, chapter 9, where we are reminded that, quote, the modern age will refuse to accept a religion which is inconsistent with facts and out of harmony with its highest concepts of truth, beauty, and goodness, end quote. Also from the Urantia book, where it says, modern civilized men dread the thought of falling under the dominance of strong religious convictions. When confronted with such, according to the Urantia book writers, they rationalize and they try to control it. But with the actual teachings of Jesus, and I mean the actual teachings, not the watered-down teachings that have been mixed up with 1,000 other beliefs, most people, if they knew what they were actually trying to get from that religious faith, if they really knew the crux of the teachings, they would be excited to be a part of that religious movement. Stated as such, quote, the religion of Jesus does indeed transform its believers, demanding that men and women dedicate their lives to seeking for the will of God and requiring that the energies of living, be consecrated to the unselfish service of the brotherhood and sisterhood of men and women. So food for thought. The nuns may be leaving the church because the church has lost its message. Those who believe religion is outdated or oppressive or hurtful or non-inclusive don't understand what true religion is, even though many of these same non-believers are themselves desirous of serving their fellow man, a key tenet of Jesus' teachings, and that they don't know. One final note, I believe we may be heading into an age where the secularists will try to eliminate religion from society. But I, like you, am comforted perhaps by this passage, which ends paper 195, chapter 9 of the UB, a prediction of sorts. Quote, selfish men and women will simply not pay the price for even the greatest spiritual treasure ever offered mortal man. Only when man has become sufficiently disillusioned by the sorrowful disappointments attendant upon the foolish and deceptive pursuits of selfishness, and subsequent to the discovery of the barrenness of formalized religion, will he or she be disposed to turn wholeheartedly to the gospel of the kingdom, the religion of Jesus of Nazareth. As an advocate for following the spirit of truth, I'm reminded of this from paper 99. There is no danger in religion becoming more and more a private matter as long as it doesn't lose its motivation for unselfish and loving, social service. And that is the essence of true religion. Upward and onward, as they say. Until next time, this is Your Rancher Radio.
It's not just in Newtown, Connecticut, but in churches and synagogues and any other building of faith. The question why is being asked over and over this morning. In times of both heartache and happiness, we turn to our faith for guidance and comfort. But increasingly, how we think about our faith is changing.